Hey, this is Carrie of TPS Radio, formerly the Prime Spot, currently the Postal Service. State of the USPS on Facebook. Coworkers, we have to ask ourselves, why are we seeing letter carriers and LLVs out in hurricanes? I myself just happened to look down the street on a Sunday in California, August 20th, and I saw a mailman in uniform in an LLV driving in the windy rain. It was only about 10 miles an hour. But why is anyone assigned on the road? Number one, why would anyone be delivering regular mail on a Sunday, regular first class mail? I don't know what this gentleman was doing, my coworker, but I have seen and heard of USPS customers saying, how come there's a letter carrier delivering regular mail on Sundays? So just wanted to let you know, I used to deliver express mail on Sundays, holidays, loved it. Great job. Great. It was a great product. It was like making a touchdown. But back then I saw a phone number and I never was sent out to work in a hurricane. But if I was, I would work smart and make a phone call asking the recipient of the express, really, you know, I know some things are sent, you know, Amazon was just starting when I left carrying in 2013. I became a clerk in 2015, answering phone calls at 1-800. And to see an LLV overturned right after I put out a reward, I was going to ask anyone that happened to see a letter carrier out delivering mail during a hurricane, I was going to pay $25, the first person to submit a photo in their zip code. I never took a photo. It was just 2 seconds that I saw that vehicle. On Sunday, August 20th, in northern San Diego, where is the common sense? San Diego, there's few complaints about mail in San Diego compared to the rest of the cities around the country. So, but why are carriers putting their lives on the line? I actually commented on my own Facebook saying I'll pay somebody $50 taking a selfie if they're assigned to work, but they take the safe route and they don't actually, you know, make phone calls. Do you actually have to be out on the road? NALC, National Association of Letter Carrier Union. They have the letter carriers back working safely. So if you do stay in and you don't get out on the road, you don't take the risk, call the union. If you need someone at your back, I'm definitely there to pay you $50. You have to tell me how you want me to send this cash through the mail. We're not supposed to send cash. I stopped doing it back when the newbies were hired at half price, you know, but way back then. But how would you want your cash sent through the mail since there's so many zip codes that have been compromised? So many carriers are delivering their routes with DeJoy, the Postmaster General, knowing about this duplicate keys. And the carriers robbed. Look on YouTube. The carriers robbed. Master key stolen for decades. And DeJoy has been part of the dismantling for decades. You can just Google that. The fact is there, or visit N, like new, USPS.com, which I actually presented to DeJoy when he first started. I was going to just give him to signify the brand new post office, right? I really thought someone new was going to save the institution, but he keeps looking at it as a business. He knows how to run a nonprofit. He has his own. Look at iwp.edu, where his wife is president, and they both spoke. Institute of World Politics. Look at the military. on their side. Look at what they teach, cyber intelligence and security. What about just plain old safety? Carriers, putting carriers in harm's way, releasing a report that the thugs read, but our postal customers still don't know about. August 2020, the same month and year that the postal police were taken off a street patrol. Oh, there's no master key control. Basically, come and get it. And that's what's been happening. The secret plan to ruin the trust of the USPS and obviously to have our uncommon sense, or is it common, the common sense of the post office on display when you see our coworkers, these letter carriers sent out to work. Now, letter carrier, if you worked and you whoever worked on Sunday, August 20th, you made the Sunday premium, you made some extra cash, maybe you made it through the whole day. What would happen if you died? And why aren't you getting at least hazard pay if you're going to tell me to mind my own business, okay? Safety first, I'm looking out for you. We should all be looking out for each other. Like I said, I just saw an overturned LLV, or just posted about, I just shared that picture in St. Petersburg, Florida, during Hurricane Idalia. Why was there a letter carrier on the road? Is our coworker safe? Is he alive? Is he safe and dry? Where is he? Was he in that vehicle, or was that just parked and it blew over? I don't know. And the person that posted that in the off-the-clock work Facebook group didn't know any more about it either. It's just scary. And Postmaster Louis DeJoy has been ignoring the human aspect of the delivery. DeJoy, if you look at trucking right now, he's trying to keep the truckers because trucking and supply and demand is so erratic now, and so is office space and real estate. And this is where a lot of his money is. He also, back with New Breed, when he had that, well, look up New Breed and DeJoy. Look up versus Louis DeJoy. You'll learn a lot. Look up New Breed, Ireland, the Bombardiers and the C-Series and what other fleets, railway. His father started New Breed with trains, planes, trains, automobiles. How do you control the world? By the supply and the demand. Look up Estonia, E-Stonia. Look up DeJoy's wife, Dr. Aldona Woz, W-O-S. And the picture of them and President Bush a year before he required a prepayment of benefits for employees that weren't even working nor born yet. And this is who the Postmaster General is and who is allowing my coworkers and assigning my coworkers to put their life on the line. That says it all. And is he behind the no labels that's coming up, started out in North Carolina, headed by Pat McCrory, who hired Mrs. DeJoy, Aldona Woz, for in North Carolina to overhaul at DHHS to overhaul the Medicaid cards. The Medicaid plan. I'm sorry. She mismailed 49,000 Medicaid cards with children's information on that. I thought maybe it was a test in our tracking since her husband, well, all of the DeJoys, I guess, are probably invested heavily in Lockheed Martin. The sensors and the sorters and the tracking. What's not showing up on the new tracking? Anyway, I could go on and on. Just check it out, nusps.com. I'm just regurgitating, repeating, sharing the articles and the videos and everything that I find on the web before they go away. Slowly and slowly, articles about new breed trucking, new breed logistics, they're disappearing. For instance, jet delivery. Back when I delivered Express, how our Express, the volume dropped, and jet delivery was being given a same-day Express award by New Breed Logistics. I believe that was 2008. All right, I'm done for the day. I'm actually going to be answering your phone calls in a few minutes. 1-800-ASK-USPS. Thank you for calling the United States Postal Service. My name is Carrie. To better assist you, may I have your zip code, please? Now, I won't tell you if your zip code's been compromised because that's not part of my script.